This is Big Brother.
This is Big Brother. Would Monkey and G come to the diary room?
What's up, Big Brother?
Why are you putting on a stupid woman's London accent for?
Got a magazine deal, isn't it? Magazine deal.
Monkey and G, following today's successful completion of the Dustman's Olympic fire-eating task, you will be rewarded.
Still haven't been able to eat properly, man.
Could have been worse. Could have been face-to-face with that scorpion like I was.
Monkey and G, in reward for completing the Dustman's fire-eating task, Big Brother has decided to give you a luxury shopping budget for the week. You will now have 13 pence per person per day.
Should we get some Space Raiders or something? Man?
Actually, Space Raiders are now 15p.
No.
In addition, you have been given a new permanent host for the best independent podcast in Great Britain, which you host, but for some reason have decided to come onto Big Brother regardless.
Sweet.
Yeah, man.
You happy with that?
Yeah. No Space Raiders, though.
No. You will now be joined each and every week by Gareth Kibble.
I would rather add the Space Raiders.
This is Unsigned Finds. Welcome to episode 1, season 3 of Unsigned Finds. I'm here with Gaz.
Hello.
And with Mike Monkey.
Hello, how's it going?
Yeah, what's going on?
not much. Well, you are our new presenter.
Yes, we are now a trio. Not the biscuit.
No.
Not the biscuit. Sadly, I enjoyed the biscuits.
Although I'm still crunchy, so that's good.
I was quite indifferent about trios.
Really?
Yeah.
More of a club fella. Or a gold bar. Did you ever have a gold bar?
I like the gold bar.
I had one the other day. But it just don't ever dip it in tea.
But wasn't the trio at once covered in Caramac?
It might have been.
I enjoyed
the gold
those.
Bar was.
That's mental.
Was it the gold bar that it was?
Yeah, I was about to say that they can't have trio and Caramac in the same thing.
No, it was toffee trio as I was thinking of.
To break the time space continuum.
Yeah,
the Caramac trio.
In that case, gold bars were exceptional.
Yeah, but they were kind of like a surprise treat. Like, you never really look forward to them or bought them anyway. You'd just be given one. And you're like, oh my God, it's a gold bar.
Yeah,
it'd just be in your lunchbox. You never, if you could ask for any biscuit, you'd always be like a penguin.
The same thing happened to me when I was a child with both Wagon Wheels and Viscounts. I didn't really like either of them, but if they were in my lunchbox.
You didn't like Wagon Wheels?
I'm not a big fan of the
what?
Yeah,
not a big fan of the red ones or the blue ones. You get one of those bad boys with jam in, you're done. That's me done for the day. I'll go bed after that. Nothing's gonna get better. I'll have to wait for tomorrow.
But yes, welcome everyone. Episode 1, season 3.
We decided not to tell anyone last season that actually all those special guests were auditions. And then we couldn't decide between them all, so we put them all in a room, give them all half a snooker cue each, snapped. And said whichever one who's left at the end wins, and Kibble won because he's got big reach.
So rest in peace to him and Beth.
We might see him again.
Well, see him again.
Yeah, maybe one day.
You know,
float through the ceiling.
A lot's gone on since we were last with everyone. I mean, obviously the big news was that
the
world was shocked when Farrah Fawcett died. I got to say that Charlie's Angels hasn't really been the same for me,
Absolutely.
And that's about all that's happened. So moving on.
Did someone else die?
There was a rumour Jeff Goldblum did, but he was fine. He was
got
fine.
Eaten by dinosaurs. In the other news, the man in the mirror has gone, obviously. Michael Jackson.
It depends who's looking in the mirror.
Really? Yeah, I suppose. But
it's all relative.
But Michael Jackson did die, and it's nice to see that Peter, the protection for the, what is it? People.
Don't tell me about those stupid people.
I knew you'd love this. Do you know what they've done? They applied yesterday to have the rights. Did you ever hear the song Ben by Michael Jackson? He was first ever solo hit back in 1972.
Wasn't that about a bee?
No, it's about a rat. So, just for anybody who doesn't know what Ben is, Ben was a 1972 film. About a young boy and his best friend who was a rat, A Lonely Boy and His Rat, and Michael Jackson sung a song for it by the same name. The lyrics went, Ben, most people would turn you away. I don't listen to a word they say. They don't see you as I do. I wish they would try to. Now, Peter have decided that they would like to have the rights to that song, now that Michael Jackson's dead, to further alert people to the plight of rats all over the world. They think that that song can truly liberate people's minds.
So they're not thinking of the money of all the places that song's being used.
Yeah, no.
How famous it is.
No, no, no.
You cynic. You little cynic. How dare you think that a company...
There are people who are just trying to protect animals. That's all they're trying to do.
Yeah. I mean, they're the sort of people who say Barack Obama isn't perfect because he crushed a fly. They're really high people. They genuinely did that, and I almost wrote them a letter. I was that angry. And then I realised I fucking hate people who write letters, so I didn't.
But I just rant about it on the best UK independent podcast.
Yeah.
Not official, but we like to think so. No awards yet, but...
I've got a list, and we're at the top. And I've surveyed at least a dozen people.
All at gunpoint, and they were all family members. it got brought home how harrowing the credit crunch is actually being. A man in Fort Pierce in America, 40-year-old, what's his full name, Timothy Allen Riggan, was caught selling breadcrumbs as fake crack cocaine to pay his bills. He faces, and the felony he's actually facing, this is an actual felony in America, he faces the felony of counterfeit controlled
Surely it's better than selling real crack cocaine.
That's what I thought. But possession of counterfeit controlled substance with intent to sell within 1,000 feet of a convenience store charge. And a misdemeanor of resisting without violence. The way I think it, he could have just been trying to help drug addicts, you know? Next time they're like, oh, you know, when their mates were actually still smoking real crack will come round, like, oh, you know, should we go get some crack? He's like, no, I just fancy a sandwich, actually. That's all. I'm alright. Should we just have a bacon sarnie?
Maybe it's like a placebo. Maybe they think it's crack and they think they're feeling the effects, but it's not damaging any of the organs.
No.
I think that man should be a saint.
Surely they get like withdrawal symptoms though, if they're not getting the.
Well, no, because maybe
I'm not scientific enough to answer that.
Yeah, if Stedman was here with his bloody amorphous liquids and whatnot, then I'm sure we'd be fine. I bet Captain Birdseye's rubbing his hands together. Yeah. But he's like, stop putting them on the fish fingers, bag them up, get them on the corners, we'll make a fucking bomb.
How funny would that be on the news, seeing him dragging Captain Birdseye into court?
Car, you'll never take me. Escaping in his.
I think you're right, though, Kip. I think they would probably have some sort of chemical withdrawal.
But then, like, our minds are quite powerful, though, so, you know, the placebo might actually work.
Maybe.
It depends.
I just think he was trying to do humanity a service. And the way he was caught was the police officer decided to run and jump on him and take him down after seeing him peek round a corner. That was what alerted him at first. Was peeking round a corner. That's mental.
Look at that shifty guy. Let's pounce him. Get him!
What does he think he's doing? Who does he think he is? In other news, in TMI News, I think it's called, in Australia, I was watching a mate of mine sent me a link to a video on YouTube. Just search, man jumps out of helicopter to catch marlin. Do you know what a marlin is? Like a big swordfish?
Yeah.
Well, it's this fishing show, and he's... He said they're just flying along the helicopter. He's giving commentary and he's like, oh, there's a whole school of fish down there. Oh, I think that might be a shark. No, it's a marlin. Jumps 50 instantly, just takes his headphones off 50 feet from a helicopter, lands directly on the marlin, wrestles it loads, stabs it in the side, gets back in the helicopter.
It's just that thing. No, it's a marlin. He doesn't even say goodbye. That's it.
No time to explain.
Anybody, just go on YouTube and search man.
The thing is, he had
helicopter.
So little time, he didn't even have time to say no time to explain. No. That's how big that marlin must have been.
I don't understand. And he mistook it for a shark at first. So surely, they're 50 feet up, it could still be a shark. And he's just jumping on the back of this giant fish.
That shark would be surprised, though.
That's what I'm not like, a marlin.
What? I heard you say marlin. I thought it was all right. What are you doing? That's him over there.
He goes back home and I'll love you. Never guess what happened to me. Only got mistook for a marlin again.
Some bloody Australian jumped on my face. From a helicopter.
I thought when Steve Irwin went, I'd be the end of that. But no. I think it's time for a band.
Why not?
Are they a happy band?
Yeah, I hope so. And I hope they haven't...
Or maybe is the music happy, not so much the...
We don't know if they're happy because they're still unsigned. The point of this show.
Yeah.
Sign them, please.
Yeah, it's our job to make them happy.
And we do this completely non-profit as well. Completely non-profit. Good of our hearts.
Yeah.
That's us.
Yep, yep.
Oh, yes, these are the Living Daylights. They are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 piece. And
give them a listen.
Yeah, this is the track Hanging On, and
we'll have a chat about them afterwards.
Yep. Daylights there with their
song Hanging On.
Yes, their song Hanging On. Now this band was given to me by someone, and they're a bit signed, but it's all right.
We don't know what we're gonna do about the
person who gave it to me is obviously an idiot, but I don't think it's that bad, because think of it as free promotion
boys. So we'll drop you an email if you want to sue us. Don't.
To plug this stuff, you can buy the Digipack album at PayPal, HMV, Amazon, Interpunk, and Play.com. And I would, to make up for our awful, awful error there. But,
sure, there's nowhere else you can buy it?
Probably loads of places.
Probably loads.
Spillers in Cardiff.
All good record stores, and some absolutely wank ones as well.
Not from Woolworths, though.
It's open again.
Woolworths, www.woolworths.co.uk. Would you really buy a big order from them, though?
They're hanging on
by a thread.
I actually bought something from Zavi.co.uk the other day. They're still around. Very quick service as well. I don't know why they went bust. But yeah, Living Daylights, you can check out their MySpace, myspace.com/TheLivingDaylightsUK. And from there, you can get to their Facebook, their Last FM, their POVolume.com, and their main website. And they're touring
everywhere, it seems.
Yeah, they're all over.
They're fully booked until 25th of September. So go and check out their website.
Yeah, but before we move on from the headlines, we got one more.
We do have one more. I bought it in and Kibble bought it in, so...
Yeah, I'll let you...
No, you do it, man. I talked about the others, so go next.
All right. I've had gripes about, news headlines. Well, newspapers in general, but the puns in headlines, you know, and they just...
What was the example you gave on the show last time? Was it awe-inspiring?
Yeah, awe-inspiring. Yeah. You know, O-A-R. Yeah. Or,
it was the other one as well you told me about the other week, wasn't
it? I think
I
blocked that out of my head. Can you remember what it was?
It was the lottery win, and because he was a carpenter.
Oh, yeah. Would you believe it?
Yeah, would you believe
I seen the Michael Jackson one in the newspaper this morning, which was wacko in the face about tout selling tickets for too much. No. I saw
R.I.P. off. Rip off.
The best.
But I'd read that as R.I.P. off. I wouldn't read it as rip off, so it doesn't even work.
The best one was the day after he died, all the papers, the first chance they got, they put on all the stuff and they was like, sorrow, the king is dead. And the Daily Star went with Wacko Jacko Heart Attacko.
Oh, it bit of rhyming. Best. Bit of rhyming. Good times.
Yeah, my headline, though, and Monkey's, is wrestling midgets are killed by fake hookers. That tells you everything about it if you want to know. I haven't even read it. Really.
You haven't read the story? It's about the two most famous midget wrestlers in Mexico. Now, I can't remember what the name of this. Lucha Mini World of Midget Wrestling. They're both 36. One's called La Paquita, which is Little Death, and the other one is Alejandro Espectiro 2. So, they're both 36. They're both midgets. They work as a tag team. La Paquita is the biggest star of Lucha Mini Wrestling. Not anymore. He's dead. But basically, they picked up hookers. These hookers work for Mexican gangs in and around the area, and they just pick up people, give them a bit of sedative, nick their money, and go. They don't usually kill. But obviously, they just have the normal doses on them, giving it to midgets, and they're both dead now, and there was a massive funeral. Apparently, the country was in grief.
Wow.
It's crazy. Absolutely.
They love their Lucha Libre wrestling, all the Mexicans.
They fucking love people jumping around like twats in a ring. Don't they?
The picture there, obviously, everyone's still wearing their mask. It's seen as a disgrace to be unmasked if you're a Mexican Lucha Libre wrestler. Yeah?
Well, personally, they went and, they picked up these hookers or whatever. Personally, if they're going to go for normal-sized hookers, they're punching above their weight anyway. They should probably just stick to...
Isn't that the point in hookers, though? You pay for them, so,
Yeah, but...
Would they prefer a midget to...
I don't know. Would they prefer a midget?
I don't think I've got time to psychoanalyze a fake hooker. Or a real hooker, for that matter. Or a midget.
Or a midget lucha wrestler. Which is a fantastic sounding sport. I'm going to check it out later on YouTube. Whilst you're on the internet, though, go on Google and search Sea Pig.
Sea Pig.
I seen a picture. I showed you a picture.
I will show you a picture as well, Kibble. Anybody out there, go on Google and search Sea Pig. We'll put a picture up on our MySpace as well.
Yeah, we will.
Basically, there are new species that have been found. They're called Socroplanes, I think, or Socroplanus. I don't know how you pronounce it exactly. But basically, they're just these big pink blobs that look like... If you welded together 19 turnips and covered them in plastic and put a little antenna on the front with little tiny, tiny, tiny legs, that's what a sea pig looks like.
Do they have a curly tail?
A little bit, actually. Yeah. They're disgusting creatures.
They really do look mental.
But at the same time, I looked at it.
I'll tell you what they look like, actually. They look like a smaller version of the brain bug from Starship Troopers.
They do, exactly. But they're kind of like a nicer colour. Like, they look... Instantly, I thought, I really want to hug that, but I'd be sick if I touched it. So I don't know what to do with it. It just looked mental. But I'll show you.
Where did they come from?
They found them at the bottom of the sea.
But then deep sea's quite unexplored, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I was watching Blue Planet the other day.
They pretty much find something new every time they go down
there,
don't they?
Yeah, they do. Because it's so dark, for a start. And it's really, really dangerous to go down.
Yeah, the pressure down there.
When you think about it, Everest is 5.2 miles high, yeah? The deepest part of the sea is 8.3 miles deep.
Yeah.
So that's crazy, we can't go down that far. The pressure at 4 miles will crush someone. So you can't go down that far. They'll never know what's under there. There could be mermen. You never know. Could be.
Well,
wouldn't they get crushed?
But poor Mexican midgets.
And at the bottom of this page is an advert for Samantha Darko, Donnie Darko 2. I'm never ever going to watch that film.
Is that what the S stands for?
Yeah. Have you ever seen Donnie Darko?
Don't get me started.
Why?
The worst film I've ever seen in my
life.
What
are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about? For a start, right? I don't care about him. If he's a psycho, let him be a psycho. Don't make him a psycho and then expect me to feel sorry for him because he's seeing a rabbit.
He's not a psycho.
Well, he
is. If he just runs around the place, falling asleep on golf courses, having a go at Patrick Swayze, being his house down, I've got no problem with him.
And then what's all that stupid... time thing coming around his house and all that wibbly wobbly way.
Well, nobody knows what it's about, really. The guy who wrote it must have been what's his name, Richard.
And then, right, whatever. Before I watched it, everyone was going, oh, it's the best film I've ever seen, and, oh, I didn't get the end. Watched it first time, I thought, that's a stupid ending. It makes no sense. He sacrificed himself. But because I didn't care about him to begin with, I don't care that he's done it. Move on.
I don't think it's the best film ever. I just think it's...
Yeah, I thought it was all right.
I think it's quite a good film.
I enjoyed it. But...
And I'll tell you the biggest thing that put me off is near the end, about three quarters of the way through, where Drew Barrymore just goes outside and screams. It's the same reason I didn't like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and all the family are shouting each other over the table.
Did you like Scream?
No. Yeah, I did.
That had Drew Barrymore screaming in it, but then I suppose she had a reason.
Yeah, she was getting chased by a knifed maniac in Donnie Darko.
Just a bloody big rabbit.
So there we are. Not happy with it.
That's Donnie Darko done then. Okay. One star review there. Yeah, one star review. Good times.
Probably check the star out if it was a ninja one. I'm going to throw a topic out there that we can discuss.
What's that?
I was listening to Dave Gorman on Absolute Radio.
Oh.
Anyway, they had a topic on there. The topic of deal breakers. And basically is if, you know, if you're going out with someone new and you're on a nice time and you're getting to know each other and hear it in your head on the microphone.
And I was just having a go at you for that.
And but then they say or do something that you didn't expect and that's like against what you feel. For example, if you're going out with a girl and after about 3 weeks you realise she has a wooden leg. And
is that a deal breaker?
Is that that's exactly right. Is that a deal breaker? That would that be a deal breaker?
Is that like our friend who was with a girl all night and then only got told in the morning she only had one arm.
Yes, that's a true story. That is
a true story. Can you say?
No, we can't.
We won't shame him.
No, but yeah, he's with a girl all night.
Was it Stedman?
And then, no. It's someone we
gutted.
Had.
I wanted
it's someone
it to
we knew
Stedman.
In school more than now. Like,
yeah, I haven't seen him for years.
But yeah, got with a girl all night, and then in the morning found out she had one arm.
Deal breaker.
But he didn't leave her.
Was he even drunk?
No, he couldn't have been that drunk. I mean, he was like
15. He must have been drunk if he didn't notice she didn't have two arms.
Well, I questioned this at the time when I found out, but no. But we'll throw something out there. What would be a deal breaker for either of you?
Now, Kibble's missus is in the studio. Say hello. She is in the studio, so
tread carefully, Kib, because if it's something that you don't know she does,
things could get ugly.
So if it's something I found out,
right? Yeah, we're not Kib. We won't refer to it as her. Just if you were, you know, if we were all single now and then we all found a girlfriend and we were all 3 weeks into that relationship, what would be the thing that would be revealed that would make you go, maybe not, maybe this isn't for me?
For example, on a small scale.
There are some obvious ones. All right. If she actually turned out to be a man.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Because not a man, because then I'm pretty sure I could pick up on whether a girl was a bloke or not. But if, say, like, because I'm not one for sleeping with someone straight away. As weird as it sounds, I'm not really. So if, say, it was a few weeks down the line and we're finally going to sleep together, whatever. It was all nice and romantic. And then she was a hermaphrodite. That would be a deal breaker.
Yeah, but that's like an extreme case.
Sure, it's not like a cheeky bonus.
A Brucey bonus. Oh, that's terrible. No, it wouldn't be a bonus for me. I'd be put off. Would probably be a mild way to put it. I'd say definitely. No, I don't know what would be a deal breaker for me.
No, there's too many things you could think of. Like just really obscure.
If I found out she loved the Rasmus, then I probably wouldn't.
That's quite a good one because
that's
you know, if you finally got into a room and it's just like Rasmus posters instead of wallpaper, she got like.
Or if she was a massive him fan, and you know, like I can put up with like my girlfriend at the moment doesn't like all the same kind of music as me. A lot of the same kind of music, but not the same. But if she was obsessed with him, you know, like the band Him, terrible band. Anybody who hasn't heard them, well done.
As if you went into into a wardrobe and she had gone to all their gigs and collected different parts of him, like his hair, and put it on a doll.
Like whenever,
to try and make
if he stage dived because he's really cool and really in touch with his fans, shut up.
Per se.
Then, you know, and then she clipped a bit of his hair off or just ripped his nipple ring out or just sliced a tattoo off his back whilst he was sleeping or, you know, whatever. Like, if a girl was too obsessed with, not just him, I suppose, a celebrity. if there was a genuine obsession with a celebrity, that would be a deal breaker for me.
That's a good one.
Does the obsession have to include slicing tattoos off their back?
No, or... that's one of the more extreme ones. But
so I didn't know where the line was. See? You kind of just went off on one.
Well, that's way past the line.
Yeah.
Way, way, way past the line. But even a certain amount of, like, if, say, fucking Cheryl Cole and Ashley Cole's, Cheryl, is it her name nowadays? Nah. Tweedy Tits. If Tweedledum and fucking Ashley Cole split up, then she was crying or something, I'd be like, oh, not for me. I can't handle people being too obsessed with celebrities. That would be a deal breaker for me, personally.
That's a good one. That's exactly the sort of thing I think that I was hoping to stimulate from this conversation.
What about you?
It would probably be something like a family thing. Like, if there was like a weird relationship with a cousin or something.
Or if there was a super huggy, it was super, like, I met these people on holiday once, and the brother and the sister, they were about 18 and 19, and like the girl was beautiful and the guy was really good looking and stuff, but they were too close for me.
Yeah, it's just, and if they do like I love spending time with my family, but you know, like once every 2 months, where all the family gets together or whatever.
If it's every weekend, oh, we're going up to my auntie's. Yeah. Everyone's coming over. We're all gonna have a barbecue and gotta spend until 11 o'clock at night playing cards and arguing about why Nana hasn't got teeth anymore.
And bought a new Yahtzee board, and you know, we're all gonna shout and rave about
play
it.
Play Game of Life. And, I think that you can go on my team. You can go on Bill's team.
I don't Bill want sat there, no pants. But no, that sort of fact, like. Yeah, too reliant on family, I think, might be.
A claustrophobic family.
Yeah, I think that would be my main one.
What about you, apart from a man, Kibble? Apart from it being a bloke?
I don't know.
It's a deal breaker for most people, I think. If they're expecting a girl, it turns out they're wrong, then I'm pretty sure that's a deal breaker for everyone.
Yeah, it is a deal breaker. It's not what you asked for, is it?
If that was coming off Xavi, you'd send it back regardless of how much trouble they're in.
Yeah.
You wouldn't mind.
No. I don't know, guys. To me, the topic's too open. There's too many things I can think of. I could go on forever thinking of just random obscure things.
If she loved puns.
Yeah, if she actually loved the puns in the newspaper.
I've got a mate who speaks in puns all the time. You don't like puns, no?
No,
good. Well, you're done, Kibble. There you go. Yeah. No deal breaking for you. You're not a man,
are you? Technically an acceptance of marriage.
Yeah. Did you used to be a man? Have any of you, have you got a claustrophobic family? Are you obsessed with celebrities? Then you
probably
could easily be with any of us, so that's fine. So you could easily be with any of us, Kibble, so watch your back.
Yeah, they do play games like sort of, not charades itself, but games like that, you know.
Yeah,
you
I don't mind that at a gathering, like.
At Christmas.
That's perfectly fine.
That's the time
that.
For
I'd,
that kind
I'd look
of activity.
Forward to that.
Yeah, it's great.
But you know, when you're putting away your side, that's Friday night to watch Jeeves and Worcester, and then playing Yahtzee, it's time to, you know, tap out, give it up.
Right, yeah, you're 25 now, you've left home. Stop playing fucking board games, get a life.
I think it's time for a band, guys.
I think it is.
Exactly,
I think you're right.
Babbling on.
Soldiers of Fortune next, yeah. I think.
Good name.
Very good name.
Yes, it is. It's a very, very, very good name.
They're from Manchester, and they're looking for a new singer at the moment. So, if you fancy it.
What's the email? If you're sending an application.
Just get in touch on MySpace, kiddo.myspace.com/SOFband.
Yeah. I can't sing mine, but...
Well, you can audition.
I'm getting better.
There we go.
That'll be a deal breaker for them, wouldn't it? Like, you're coming in to sing, and then you can't sing.
That would be a deal breaker, instantly. Maybe that's what happened to the original.
It's going
to
catch on. It's going to catch on.
So here we are. This is Soldiers of Fortune, and the song is Still Can't Hear Your Mouth. But luckily, we can hear this. Here you go.
Yeah.
Loving that. No,
right, that was Soldiers of Fortune. You can check them out at www.myspace.com/SOFband.
And as we said, they are looking for a singer, so if you live in and around the Manchester area and you're interested, just you can always drop them a line on MySpace, I suppose.
Yeah, that's what they say. They got singer wanted. You can either get hold of them at soldiersoffortune@msn.com or get in touch with them via MySpace. Brilliant. I enjoyed them.
Yeah, that was
very, very good.
A lot of energy.
Very.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mr. Harris. I see that you're here for your monthly job interview.
Yes, indeed. Very excited about getting back to work. Very willing and able.
Oh, excellent. Well, I'll go through some of the vacancies that we have available and we'll see what we can find, okay?
Yep, sounds good to me.
Okay, well, we've gone through all of your qualifications and personal information to find some perfect matches. Okay, what have we got here? I see we've got a vacancy for a window cleaner.
Yeah, well, I would. Bit of a problem with heights, you know, the old vertigo and that.
You know, that's fine. A lot of people have said that. You know, it could be quite a dangerous job as well.
Yeah, you know, I prefer something on ground level, really, to be honest.
Okay, that's no problem. We've got an assistant for a meat packers factory just off the high street.
Oh, vegetarian. Wouldn't be too comfortable doing that, if I'm honest.
No, honestly, that's fine. I completely agree. I'm a vegetarian myself.
Yeah.
Okay, I see we've got an advert for a tour guide. No experience needed. Sounds great for you.
Yeah, not really great in crowds of people, you know, if I'm honest. I prefer to be in control and prefer my own company, you know. Just a sort of quiet job in my own office, on my own, with a computer and the internet.
I don't think we have anything quite like that. How about a salesman's job?
Don't they have to talk to people?
Yeah, well, you would have to have some interaction with people.
Mm.
But I'm sure we could just work the till.
Yeah, well, what kind of things would I have to sell?
Oh, screwdrivers, drills, knives, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, a bit of a problem with knives. I actually don't really like being around them.
Okay, so you want a quiet job where you can work on your own and have internet access.
Yeah, that sort of thing would, yeah, probably suit me. Yeah.
Well, I don't think we have anything like that. The only thing we have left is a care worker. You could probably do that.
Ah, is it old people or children?
Children mainly, but you'd have to deal with both.
Yeah, that could be a bit of a problem. I am a bit of a sex offender.
You're a bit of a sex offender?
Yeah.
But you don't have any convictions or anything, otherwise we'd know.
Oh no, I know. Well, I've only just started. I've been doing it for about a week.
A week?
Well, yeah. It takes a while to get properly good at it. I'm just kind of like a hobby offender at the moment. But I do expect to get a bit better at the old offending, you know, once I get a bit more experience.
Right.
So do you not have anything suitable for a sex offender?
Not right now, no.
Okay, well, if anything comes up, let me know. I am very willing, keen and able.
It's that time of the fortnight again, where we talk about names of TV shows that make our blood boil. And to convey this message, we've called our feature Names of TV Shows That Make Our Blood Boil.
Names of TV shows that make my blood boil. Names of TV shows that make my blood boil. Names of TV shows that make my blood boil. Names of TV shows that make my blood boil.
Another fantastic jingle
I've
from
Gareth Kibble. I've missed that so much. Of all our jingles, that's the one I miss the most.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Sorry, mate.
It's all right, man. We mean it from the depths of my heart. I do.
So, Kib, have you got a name of a TV show that makes your blood boil?
Yeah.
Cool.
I do.
There's
right.
an edge of my seat, and I'm on it.
Right, let me just get ready. Right, it's called Make Me 10 Years Younger. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have, actually.
Right, is it... You know, at first I was annoyed.
I wish I could see his face.
Yeah,
I was annoyed at first, right, because I thought... It's one of those programs where somebody, say, in their 60s wants to look younger again.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that's quite annoying. You know. And then I actually found out it's somebody who's actually in their 20s who, through, like, I don't know, some bad lifestyle, like partying non-stop, taking loads of drugs, has increased their biological body age to, like, 71 in one case. And they only want to become 10 years younger. I don't know. I watched one, right, with a girl on there who drank, like, I don't know, she said, like, up to 12 whiskey and cokes, 7 shots, stuff like that on a weekend. Smokes like hell, doesn't eat fruit or veg, just eats pizza, right?
And just pizza.
She was an idiot. Like, they had a salad in front of her, and they said, right, what do you think when you see that? She's like, oh, it makes me feel sick. And not even any emotion in her voice. She's just like,
as if she wanted to get
out of it. It's just like, oh, no, I feel sick. No, I couldn't do it. Don't put it in your mouth. I can't watch.
Was the salad still there when she said that?
Yeah. But no, it just, no, that frustrated me. I had to watch it just to see what it was, to inform myself.
I know
what
you're talking
about. I know why you're frustrated. If it was a... You know, if it was a, you know, like 60-year-old woman who'd, say, been ravaged by cancer, so her skin was bad, and they just wanted to, you know, just show her what makeup to wear or something, just to make herself feel a bit better, yeah, maybe better in life, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
But twats who've just wasted their health and then expect... What channel is it on? Is BBC, ITV, Channel 4?
It was on iPlayer. Oh, so
it was on iPlayer, BBC. There we go. Taxpayers' money there. Going to give them... better lifestyle.
You can't be bothered to help themselves. Like that guy even put salad in front of her and said, look, what, you know, have a bit. And she's like, no.
Well, why didn't he bring out a lovely pasta or something?
She obviously likes Italian. Just
you know,
eating pizza.
Was, like,
I didn't make that link.
She's like, oh, I can't eat that. I don't know where it's been. It's been out of the ground. Like, it's just...
Well, no. She's an idiot.
It's just like, what?
No, it's come from the supermarket.
Where do you think
you
animals
twat.
Come from? Another animal's vagina. They roll around on the ground.
They just pop out the cow, straight in the manure, up and down. Yeah. I wish people could see your face when you go on about these shows, Kimmel. You hate
my
them.
My favourite feature. I've got one. Embarrassing Bodies. Now, I don't like the name of this show, purely because it might as well be called Come and Look at the Freaks. It might as well be called that, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I just think, I don't know. I don't want to see that.
No, I'm all right, thanks.
I know you're probably trying to make them better, but the name of your show is saying to me, come and have a look at them. Point and laugh. Look at them and feel better about yourself.
Because you're stuck on your fucking settee.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I suppose it makes people who actually have got the same problems feel a bit better.
Well, yeah, the show does, but my gripe is purely with the name.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's why I watched it.
Yeah. Yeah, is there a guy with two heads? No, he's just had a really bad reaction to honey. That's a bit of a letdown.
It's like that embarrassing illnesses.
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing, absolutely same thing. And all it's doing is like, well, you've probably seen someone who looks like this. They got mental feet. Look at them, they're absolutely crazy. This is actually called, and then they'll give the name of the disease.
Yeah.
And they're like, now when you're pointing at them, and they're like, you don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I fucking do. And all it's called. And then it just gives you a way to make fun
and
of
it. And I can shorten it
way.
To make a derogatory term.
Or if you can't laugh at them to their face, you can laugh at it a bit when you see it on the TV.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the title itself suggests you're going to laugh at it. Embarrassing. Usually you're embarrassed if people are laughing at you or something.
Oh, exactly.
We're analysing now. Media study. Three media marks. Yeah.
Bam, 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 bam.
Mike, have you got one?
I haven't got... It's not the name that gets my nerves. It's the fucking woman that it follows. Has anybody else watched the Kerry Katona Fly on the Wall documentary on MTV? Oh,
how many flies? I bet there's loads in that house.
Fucking
dirty little...
hanging on her bloody thighs. But no, you know, I've moved back to my mum's, and I never had a TV when I lived down Newport, and so I never watched TV. But then I walked into the living room. It was a Sunday afternoon. You know, I thought Sunday afternoon, anybody's going to be watching TV. It'll be my dad watching the F1 or something like that. Nope. My sister watching Kerry Katona, 5 episodes in a row, and it was awful.
Do you hear my sigh there? Yeah.
Honestly, and in the intro to the programme is a clip of her going, oh, fucking hell, I'm Kerry fucking Katona, I drink Lambrini, and actually saying that. I'm like,
but they
why?
Don't sell that at Iceland.
Does that suggest she's proud of it?
Yeah, she loves herself. And I was sitting there, and there was nowhere else to sit. I couldn't go in my room because the iguana's owned my room now, so can't even sleep in there. It was the only place I could sit. So I just want to eat some cereal and be done with it. You know, I was eating my cereal as fast as I could, and this woman was on the telly. She's the worst woman I've ever
seen.
But
to be fair, the name of those shows are pretty similar to my Embarrassing Bodies one. They make you want to come and look at this absolute mental case.
Yeah, look at the way she behaves. What a Not even it. Rebellious. Yeah. It's just
you've got to pay in Bristol to see these type of things in cages. But here she is on your telly. You're gonna have to leave the house. Get as fat as her.
So that was names of TV shows that make our blood boil, and
they sure did.
With another fantastic Gareth Kibble jingle. I don't know. Honestly, our show would be so bare without your jingle.
Yeah, it would.
It would. It'd just be us two humming.
I listened back to episode one the other day, and it was just like, I'd give anything for a jingle now. Just anything.
Your jingle fix.
Are we going to play another band now, guys?
Yeah, we are. We're going to play the band with the best MySpace site I've ever seen.
Now, Gia has impressed me thoroughly with this band this morning, actually. This afternoon, even.
They've been a lot of help with us as well. They've sent us a track. And they've only been together a couple of months. They're called A Day Overdue. A Day Overdue, and the MySpace page is packed. It is like a proper website. They've utilised MySpace. Like, I think MySpace was intended to be utilised.
They've absolutely rinsed it out completely. Yeah. Every colour they can use, and it's it does actually look fantastic.
Yeah, I'm going to come round and have a look.
Yeah. I think you should, actually. They've got a video diary.
Yeah, they've got a video diary.
Wow.
Merchandise. You can buy merchandise there.
Very good T-shirts as well, actually.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, enough shopping. This.
No, but they are. They're absolutely fantastic. They've got all of their like a press contact and everything all arranged nice and pretty. Good times.
Anything you would want, they've got. And so this is A Day Overdue, and this is their track Twilight. And we'll talk about them
more when we get
this.
Back.
Thank you.
A day overdue there.
Yes.
Catchy little fuckers.
Oh, no.
Very good. No.
But honestly, check out their MySpace page. It's the best one you'll ever see.
And their Katy Perry cover. Well done.
Yeah. If there's an award for best MySpace layout, they'll win.
What about an award for best Katy Perry
cover? Maybe we'll do. Maybe we'll give an award at the end of the season.
That's a good
so
idea.
Any bands out there who want to be played, who think they've got a better MySpace than A Day Overdue, give us a shout, because I bet you haven't.
By awards, you mean you're going to write on some paper?
Yeah, I'll give you a certificate, lads. Is that
so
cool?
Yeah, let's get in touch.
Look at his guitar. What's his name?
Unsigned _ fines at live.co.uk or www.myspace.com/unsigned_fines.
Yeah. There are prizes as well for the best MySpace. You'd win a prize, a copy of Donnie Darko.
Yeah,
it's Gaz's copy.
It's Gaz's copy because he didn't fucking want it. Ali from A Day Overdue, you have one of the nicest guitars I've ever seen. Well done. Super bright and pink and stuff.
Well done.
Yeah. Very, very, very nice, actually. Matches the MySpace perfectly. They've thrown a lot of thought into that band.
So that's www.myspace.com/A Day Overdue. And everything that you could want is on there. Their shows.
How to book them, how to do their T-shirt designers. Everything's on there.
Everything.
And a very pretty girl on their poster.
Yeah. So all in all, a fantastic overall package.
Well done.
That's right, Gadget. Soap up. That's right, wiggle that ass.
Go, go, Gadget, rape alarm.
I'll get you next time, Gadget. Next time.
So we're coming in now, and it's our regular feature. But I'm going to drop a bombshell for gentlemen. I haven't said this to you previously to this very moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proposing we ditch Factor the Fortnite after this week.
Yeah, we're going to run out. They're becoming more obscure and more obscure, I think.
But, right?
The week that I said that all polar bears are left-handed, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
I've never even seen a polar bear.
Nope, never will. Doubt I will.
So now, we're obviously going to have one today, because everyone's expecting it, and we haven't got anything else. So, but next week, I propose a new feature called Quote of the Fortnight, and one of us will bring in a very nice quote, and we'll discuss it on its merits.
I've already got an idea for a jingle, like a quote of the fortnight.
Very similar to the other ones.
No.
Quote of the fortnight.
Yeah, but no, Mike, it's completely different.
My voice is a bit
higher. It's completely different. This one says fact, and the new
different
one says
word.
Quote. That's a new jingle.
I might revamp the chords behind there. We'll see.
We'll see.
I'll put a new twist.
What do you mean revamp?
I don't know.
Vamp. It's completely new. You don't have to re anything.
I don't know. I never really thought about the word before. Sorry.
What a remarkable thing to say.
I've never really thought about words.
Don't you ever have like a word that you use? You just go with it and it seems to work whenever you use it. No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, loads.
No. I'll tell you what, I'll go home.
No. The thing about words is though, you like your words, don't you, Gib?
Well, yeah, they're quite useful.
Getting ideas across and all that.
Yeah.
All right, that's not quite what I
meant. Actually, I've got a good word, right? Actually, this works. While I was at work, this is the most boring job in the world. You know, the most stupid thing can just keep me thinking about it for about, you know, half an hour or so. The word remarkable, right? It was on the front of my book that I was reading. Said a remarkable new theory about the universe. I thought, you can say, if you say anything's remarkable, then it's true because you made a remark. It's the most pointless, descriptive...
His insights into things are fantastic. That's like, you could only think of that working in a packaging place. You no other place on
like here. My favourite one is, he said to me once, didn't you, Gib? You said, people always say they're not fussed about things. When are people going to get fussed? When are people going to be fussed about things that they do?
Yeah, we've tried to bring
fussed.
It back.
Well, we did, yeah.
What do you want for dinner tonight? Not fussed. No, you should be fussed. You're going to be eating.
You are really fussed about some peas.
Yeah.
I'm fussed about peas.
So here we are for maybe the final time.
Fact of the Fortnite.
I I can see the difference now.
Yeah. Right, Kib, this is the last fact of the fortnight ever.
And we're giving you the honours.
Oh. Since it's your first show.
Because we haven't fucking got one.
But my real fact is that garlic, you can have garlic breath just from rubbing some garlic or touching it, because it absorbs through your skin and your blood, and then you exhale it through your hair.
Yeah, you don't exhale through it. Do you breathe with your hair?
You breathe it out, and hence the smell. And you sweat it out as well, so I guess you generally smell garlic.
Well, that was our fact of the fortnight.
That's it.
Do you want to play the jingle one more time? Just everyone, just shh, listen. Fact of the fortnight.
We'll never hear the like of that again.
Nah. Looking forward to that new one, though.
Well, yeah, the new one.
Definitely. Good times.
Oh, while we're on the while we were on the topic, I'm going to bring back the topic of me being at work and thinking of things for far too long. Somebody came up to me and said, "I'm going to go and get some new boxes. I won't be a minute now." And I thought, how specific of you.
I won't be a minute. I could be 30 seconds. I could be half an hour. But I most certainly say won't be exactly a minute.
If he's 2 minutes, he's still right.
Yeah, he is.
Unless he arrives exactly 60 seconds.
If he's a 59 seconds, he's definitely right.
Who was the first person who said that and who carried it on?
Idiots. That's who, Kibble. I won't be a minute now.
If that wasn't a common phrase and somebody said it, I go, wait a minute. How long are you going to be then?
He can't wait a minute.
He's going to be back before it.
If he waits a minute, then he'll be there at the minute and he'll be wrong.
Right, so that ends episode 1 of season 3 of Unsigned Finds. I've been G, and along with me have been Gareth Kibble, and of course, Monkey. Unsigned Finds would like to thank Mr. David Stedman and Miss Kirsty Price for their voice talents on today's show. And I'd like to offer an apology to our next song, our songwriter of our next song, I should say. That is Miss Charlotte O'Connor. The recording has gone a little bit wrong through technical difficulties, but I will play her to end the show today. But we'll play the proper quality version at the beginning of episode 2. But as I say, I have been G, and I've been joined today by Gareth Kibble and Monkey. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. Ta-da, guys.
There's a boy I know. He lives down my road. He's got one of them smiles, you know. The smiles that make you melt like snow. But he's a bit of a ladies man, but I think I can get him all. I think I can. There's a boy I know. He's sitting in that chair that's in my home. He's got one of them left, you know. The laughs that make you laugh along. But he's a bit of a ladies man, but I think I can get him. Oh, I think I can. Da-da-da. Oh, I think I can. Da-da-da. There's a boy I sitting all on his own. He's got one of them hearts, you know, the hearts that have those feelings. But he's a bit of a ladies man, but I think I can get him I think I know I can.